Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 16th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is going to talk about the Arava. The Arava, signs of a kosher Arava, are elongated leaves and a smooth edge and a red stem. Arava Gazula. If you have an Arava willow that's been stolen, Vivesha, or one that's dried up, Psula, will be possible for the same reasons we said by the Lulav. If it's stolen, it's a mitzvah barbera. If it's dry, it's not hodder. It has to be all hodder. All the minim have to be hodder. Beautiful. Shel asher ava shel ir hanidachas, if it comes from a worship tree of Avodah Zarah, or if it comes from a city that has to be burned, the property has to be burned because they were doing Avodah Zarah, psula, it's also possible because it's lacking the shear. Anything that's about to be burned is considered having no shear because it's almost considered as if it's burnt. Nikta broisha, what happens if the top of the arava was chopped off? Nifrutz aleha, what happens if the leaves have fallen off? Hatzaftzafa, or what about the tzaftzafa? It's a type of arava, a willow, where the leaves are round and sharp, not smooth, and it has a white stem. Psula, that's possible because it does not have the characteristics of a kosher arava. The Gemara says that there is another type of arava which has elongated leaves, red stem, but the edges of the leaves are not entirely smooth. They've got very small little jagged rim around the leaves. Very, very small. But that's also kosher. That's considered kosher as well. Kemusha, an arava that's withered away. Vishenoshra mitzas alaha, or that some of the leaves have fallen off. Vishel bal, or it's coming from a field that requires rainwater and it's not growing in a river or by a river. Keshera, it'll be kosher. And even though the Torah describes the willow as arve nochal, as willows of the brook, nevertheless it doesn't mean dafka, the river, the willows of the brook. The Torah says it because normally these willows grow by the brook. But in fact, any arava that has those characteristics, wherever it grows, it's going to be kosher. Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Yishmoel Omer, Shloisha Hadasim, Ushtei Arabes, Lulav Echad, Vesra Gechad. That's what you take on Sukkos. You take three myrtle branches, two willow branches, one Lulav and one Esrog. What's the reason? The Gemara explains with the Hadasim, it says, Anaf Eitz Ovos, three words used to describe the Hadasim. Three words. So the Gemara says, take three Hadasim. With the Arava, it says, Arvi Nochal, willows of the brook. Anything that's in plural, a minimum of it has to be two. You can't have anything less than two, so you take two Aravas. With the Lulav, when it talks about taking a date palm, it says, Kapos, Kapos Tamarim. But it's missing the Lvov in Kapos, so it could be read as Kapas, singular, a date leaf or a date branch. That's Loshen Yochid, it's singular. With the Esrog, it says pre-Eitz Hodor, singular, a beautiful fruit. Continues Rabbi Yishmoel, Afilu Shnaim Ketumim, even if two of the Hadasim have to have their tops chopped off, Ve'echod Einoi Kotum, but one of them is not, that would also be kosher. Rabbi Tarfon Amar, Afilu Shloshton Ketumim, even if all three Hadasim had their tops chopped off, they'd be kosher. Rabbi Tarfon doesn't need hadar by the hadas, according to Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Keshem shalulav echad ve'esrog echad. Just like we take only one lulav, one esrog, according to all opinions, kach hadas echad ve'arava achas. So too, you take only one myrtle branch and one arava. The halacha, the Gemara says, is not like Rabbi Akiva, but like Rabbi Tarfon. Or like Rabbi Shmuel, that we take three Hadassim, two Aravas, one Lulav, one Esrog. And the halacha is also that when it comes to the Hadassim, even if all three are chopped off at the top, they will be kosher. the Ravid, the Rav, the Rif, the Bartanura, the Rif and the Rambam, all paskind like Rabbi Yishmael, that lechatchila we should take three adasim, two aravas, and also that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that even if three of the hadassim have their tops chopped off, they are kosher. Even though there is a Mishnah we learned earlier on, Mishnah base, which says that hadas and myrtle, shenikdam roisha is possible, that the top of it is chopped off is possible. Even though that's a stam Mishnah, the halacha is not like that stam Mishnah, the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon in our Mishnah, that even three of them that have their heads chopped off or tops chopped off are still kosher. Most Rishonim paskin this way. The Ravid argues, however. The Ravid says no. He says there's no way that we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon here. Or he says that we paskin, in fact, like the Stam Mishnah, and therefore they cannot be, it cannot be kosher if all three are chopped off. The Gemara has an interesting question on Rabbi Yishmael in our Mishnah. He says that even if two of them are chopped off, the hadassim are good as long as one is complete, one of the hadassim. How does that fit in with what he starts off the Mishnah with? He starts off saying that you need three hadassim. Well, if you need three hadassim, then how can you be kosher with two chopped off the head and one that's not chopped off? You've only got effectively one complete hadass. And if you say that they don't have to be complete, and they're okay even if the top is chopped off, then all of them should be kosher, even if all of them were chopped off. The Gemara answers this question and says that Rabbi Yishmael retracted his original words that hold that you have to take three adasim and that you can't be yotz without three adasim. And in fact, he says that even one hadas would be okay. B'diavad. And that's why he says that even if two of them had their tops chopped off, it's kosher, because you don't need really the two, even if you had only one. However, Rabbi Shmuel still holds that for the Hidur Mitzvah, one should try to have three hadassim. But since if you only had one, and two of them were chopped off, you can still take the three, you can still take the other two, because it doesn't matter whether you had them or not. When Rabbi Akiva says, you only take one hadas, the Ran explains he's talking about a hadas that is complete. In other words, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yishmael after he was chozer, that you need to take one hadas that's not got its top chopped off. The machlokes is whether lechatchila, how many hadasim you should take. Rabbi Yishmael says lechatchila should take three. Rabbi Akiva says even lechatchila you only need one. As to why we are more lenient with the hadasim when their tops are chopped off, we're not lenient like that with the Rava or with any of the others. The Ramban explains that the reason for this leniency with the Hadas is because since the Hadas, the myrtle, is thick with a lot of leaves, the top being chopped off is not so evident, it's not so cognizant as it is with the other minim.